share 那个路德记。
So today I'd like to share the book of Ruth.
这是一本很美很美的书。
I think this is a wonderful book.
我发现这个书里面提到了三位的主要的人物呢，神都没有记载他有什么错。
So as I was reading this book, I discovered that I realized that the three main people mentioned in this book, God did not record any of their transgressions.
像前面的所有的这个都有一些错误在里面。
Unlike the previous books, where the people the subject of those books, God recorded some sins or transgressions they have.
但是这本书没有提。
But not this book.
那个这本书呢，你看，如果最后一章的时候，在家谱里面讲到大卫。
So if you read to the end of this book, the very end, it mentioned the genealogy. In the genealogy, it mentioned David.
所以呢，大家都觉得这应该是在大卫做王的时候，这本书才写好。
So because of that, most people believe that this book was finished during the time when David was king.
那犹太人的传统认为是撒母耳写的。
So according to the Jewish Judea tradition, they believe that the book is written by Samuel.
但是那个时候，撒母耳可能只是在这个幼年的时期。
But in reality, when the book was written at that time, Samuel probably was at his very young age.
所以真正的作者呢，没有人知道到底是谁。
So no one truly know who the real author of the book was.
那真正完成这本书的时候也不清楚。
And no one really know when the book was actually completed.
那我们看见在这个路德记前面的士师记和后面的撒母耳记里面呢。
And so, as we read from the book before Ruth, which is the book of Judges, and also after, which is the book of Samuel,
有很多不法或者是征战的场面。
In those other books, it records many events that are unlawful or a lot of battles.
Yeah. 但是在这本书里面呢，只提到当时老百姓过的一些实际上的生活。
But,In the book of Ruth, it only recorded some daily lives of the people at the time.
我不晓得你们还记不记得士师记的最后一节的圣经是说
I don't know if you remember, but in the very last verse of the book of Judges, it says,
这个是和修版的那个版本上面说
And the Chinese version says,
修订版怎么讲 OK. 那个时候说那时以色列中没有王啊。个人照自己眼中看为对的去做。
And it says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那么我们把士师记读完了以后呢，就看见只有四位士师啊，他们其实一共有十二位，但是只有四位士师专心跟随神。
And so after we finished reading the book of Judges, we realized that out of the 12 judges, there were only four judges that were truly following the Lord.They fully follow the Lord.
然后他们这四位士师的时间跟地方呢，才得到安息。
And only because of that, the areas under which these four judges ruled over, that area had a peace and rest.
Yes, 大部分的人都没有安息的。
While the other part of Israel did not have rest.
这就表示什么呢？表示大部分的人是不照着神看为对的去做。
And what that means is that it means that most other people did not do what's right in accordance to God.
只照着自己看为对的去做。
Rather, they did what was right in their own eyes.
那么摩西老早就警告过以色列人。
So Moses warned the Israelites before.
说如果人不听从神的话，就有咒诅临到身上。
And said, if you do not obey the Lord your God, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you.
你可以到申命记二十八章里面去找，你就可以看见。
And you can see this in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
那么在士师记的时代呢，因为大部分的人都不专心跟随神了。
And then in the time of Judges, the book of Judges, because most people are not fully devoted to following the Lord.
所以你就看见在那段的时间里有饥荒啊，或者征战这些灾难。
And so that's why you see during that time there are many accounts of famine and war.
在犹大地区呢，有一阵子经历大饥荒了。
And so in the land of Judah, for a time it experienced this great famine.
我们不知道到底有多严重。
And we don't know how severe that famine was.
但是起码它已经严重到这个有一个人叫以利米勒，他就带着全家离开自己的家。
But we do know that it's so severe that at time there was a person called Elimelech.And it's so severe that he had to move his entire family.
他 自己的家是在伯利恒，意思是house of bread， 就是有很多丰富的吃的粮食的家。
And so he moved his family from Bethlehem, which means the house of bread.
他们就离开了他的家，到了死海东岸的摩亚地方去了。
And so they left their home, and then moved to the east coast of the Dead Sea, the land of Moab.
可能那时候他因为饥荒嘛，田地没有出产，就很难活了。
And so probably because due to famine, the fields weren't producing any food, and so he was barely surviving. He was almost dying.
那摩押的意思是人的骄傲。
And so Moab means the pride of man.
那么他们跟以色列人关系不太好。
So the Moab and Israel didn't have the best relationship.
在生命记里讲，即使过了时代，神也不让摩亚人进到耶和华的会里面去。
And so in the Deuteronomy recorded that even until generations, 10 generations passed, God still did not allow them to be among the assembly of the Lord. Yeah.
但是原来这位住在犹大伯利恒的伊利米勒呢，就带了妻子跟两个儿子去了当时这个没有饥荒灾难，而且语言的差别不是很大的一个摩亚地。
And so Elimelech, at the time, he took his wife and two sons and left their home in Bethlehem and went to this land, this land of Moab, where there was no famine, and also the language that was spoken there were very similar to their own.
那这个以利米勒名字的意思是，我的神是我的王。
And so the name Elimelech means that my God is king.
我不晓得是不是因为以利米勒离弃了神给他的产业哈。
So we don't know whether it's because Elimelech left the inheritance God gave him.
就是说他不以神为他的王，跟他的名字正好相反啊。
In other words, he did not view God as his king. So it's a complete opposite to the meaning of his name.
因为他这样不顺服神，他把自己神给他的产业不要了。他很奇怪的，他不久就去世了。
So he, because he did not obey the Lord, and he didn't kept the inheritance from God, so soon afterwards he passed away.
他的大儿子马伦呢，娶了一个摩亚妻子路德。
And so his eldest son took on his eldest son Molon took on a Moab woman as his wife. So the Moab woman was Ruth.
Yeah.老二呢，二儿子呢，基连也娶了一个摩亚妻子俄尔巴。
And then the younger son, Chilion, took on another Moab wife, Orpha.
那他们在摩亚地大概住了大概有十年。
And so they lived in the land of Moab for about 10 years.
这个爸爸老早去世，后来这两个儿子也都死了。
And so the father passed away early on, and then soon, and then also later, the two sons also passed away.
那么这个时候呢，拿俄米就是这个。伊利米勒的太太呢，就听见神眷顾自己的百姓，以色列人有粮食吃了。
And so at the time, Naomi, who was the widow of Elimelech, heard that the Lord had compassion on his own people and giving out food to the Israelites. So,
所以她就动身准备回到犹大地区。
So she wanted to move back to the land of Judah.
我在猜想，可能以前离开伯利恒是伊利米勒的主意。
And so it's my guess that it was probably Elimelech's idea to leave the land of Judah.
但是回家乡的全程大概需要七天到十天这么久。
So the journey back home will take 7 to 10 days.
那才开始一下下走了没有多久，拿俄米就想到，哎呀，这个原来就是摩亚人的两个儿媳妇嘛，所以就对两个儿媳妇说了。
And then soon, shortly after they started the trip back home, Naomi all of a sudden realized that her two daughter-in-laws, they're Moabs.
Yeah. 所以她就说，你们还是回自己的家吧，回自己的娘家，愿神恩待你们，也让你们在新丈夫的家里得了安息。
And so she said to her two daughter-in-law and said, Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me.
也让你们在新丈夫的家里得到安息。
And I hope that you have a peace in your new husband's home.
因为他们还很年轻嘛。
Because they were still very young.
那拿俄米就亲吻了两个儿媳，那么大家都在哭。
And so, and then Naomi kissed the two daughter-in-laws, and then they were all crying.
但是他们仍然跟那个拿俄米说，他们要跟他一起去犹大地婆婆的老家啊。
But yet the two of them still said that they want to go with their mother-in-law to the mother-in-law's homeland in the land Judah.
那个拿俄米就解释，他们跟他走是没有前途的，因为他也没法再生儿子让他们结婚啊。
And so, but Naomi explained to them there is no future in following her because she's so old that she can't bore any more sons for them.
Yeah. 那么这个时候你就看见圣经上讲，他就叫她为女儿，他不是叫他们叫媳妇啊。
And now at this time, if you read closely, the Bible says that Naomi called them as daughters instead of daughter-in-laws.
Yeah. 而且这个时候，拿俄米就把他自己心里面的情况向他们讲了。
And then also it's during this time when Naomi revealed her thoughts to her daughter-in-laws.
因为她跟他们说，她觉得神的手在攻击她。
And because she said to them, she felt that the hand of God has afflicted her.
Yeah. 而且如果你再看下去，你就会发现她也说，耶和华使她受苦，全能者降祸给她。
And so, and if, actually if you read on, she it says that the hand of the Lord has gave forth against me. The Lord has witnessed against me. The Almighty has afflicted me.
甚至他这个拿俄米整个人的外表也有很大的改变。
And even to a point that the outer appearance of Naomi had changed.
拿俄米这个名字原来的意思是 pleasant, 就是使人感到愉快。
So,originally, the name of Naomi means that pleasant, it means pleasant, to cause a pleasing feeling in others.
Yeah.
And so later on, when she returned to Bethlehem and saw some of her old friends,
这些朋友都很惊讶，因为看见她憔悴不堪的回来。
And then these old friends, they were all in shock because of how frail she looked.
所以那个时候拿俄米就跟他的朋友说，你不要叫我这个拿俄米，叫我马拉。
And so that because of that, Naomi told her friends that don't call me Naomi anymore, instead call me Mara.
就是意思就是说由甜到苦了他自己。
And what that means is that it means someone who went from sweet to bitter.
Yeah, 因为原来他的名字是表示很可爱，这个人很容易相处，使人感到愉快的。
Because for her name originally meant pleasant.
Yeah, 马拉的意思就是说很 bitter, 经历很苦，有一个苦的味道。
And whereas the name Mara means that this person has bitterness. It's bitter.
Yeah. 那你看见圣经的时候，因为那个路德记只有四章啊，他也没有仔细记载这个拿俄米怎么样学习。
And so the book of Ruth was is very short. There are only four chapters, so it didn't record her experience, how she learned her lesson.
Yeah. 但是我相信，拿俄米在家里面的见证一定非常好。
But I do believe that she has been an excellent testimony in her household.
Yeah. 后来虽然她的小老二的媳妇，亲嘴道别以后就回自己的娘家了。
And then even though later on the wife of her youngest son, after kissing her, went back to her own house.
Yeah. 但是路德呢，却因为爱着这个拿俄米，而且愿意帮助这个近十年来爱路德像女儿一样的拿俄米，她不肯回自己娘家。
But yet Ruth, because her love for Naomi and also for these past 10 years where Naomi loved her like her own daughter, Ruth was not willing to go back to her own house.
你如果看这个一章十六十七节的时候，你就看见路德显然是在这个丈夫的家里面啊，因为拿俄米生命的见证，他已经全心信靠耶和华了。
And then if you read from chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, you can see that it's because of Ruth's testimony in her husband's house that caused, because of Naomi's testimony in the household that Ruth, when living in her husband's home in the past 10 years, had become a complete believer.
So, yeah. 你看见这个拿俄米的日常生活生命的榜样一定是非常的好。
And because of that, we could assume that Naomi must have been an excellent example in her household.
Good testimony.
She was a good testimony.
Yeah. 那路德呢就愿意，而且他那圣经上写是紧跟着达俄米去到他乡，甚至死在他乡他都愿意。
And because of that, because of Naomi's testimony, Ruth was willing, and not only that, but in the Bible it uses the word clung to Naomi to go to a foreign place and also die in a foreign place.
而且路德还说，自己如果不是这样子做的话呢，愿神重重的惩罚他。哦，这个很厉害。
And not only that, but Ruth said that if she hadn't done this, then God would punish her heavily.
所以我们看见他们的感情非常的好。
And so because of all these things, we could see that they had an excellent relationship.
拿俄米叫他们叫女儿。
And so Naomi called her daughter.
那这个媳妇也说只有死才能使他们分开。
And then this daughter-in-law also said only death can part them.
虽然后来拿俄米到了伯利恒，我们刚才提过，他对他的朋友说，他感觉是神在攻击他。
And even though later on when they arrived in Bethlehem and Naomi told her old friends that she felt like God has been afflicting her.
但是这个拿俄米自己还称呼神是全能者两次。
But yet Naomi still called God the Almighty twice.
所以你看见啊，这本书虽然没有很仔细的提拿俄米的经历啊，但是最后你看见他成为大卫王的曾祖母。
So even though this book did not mention too much of the experience of Naomi, but she eventually became the great grandmother to King David.
那个如果你去看以赛亚书四十二章十四节的话。
And so if you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 42 verse 14.
这是我自己唯一发现在旧约圣经里面讲神他自己有这个惨难的经验。
And so this is the only time in the Bible that I could find, only recording time where God compared himself, his own experience, to that of a woman giving birth.
那个 The Interlinear Bible 就是最最靠近原文的那个翻译的书，他是说那个地方神说他向临产的妇人大声喊叫，呼吸急促而喘气。
And so in the Interlinear Bible, which is actually the closest in translation to original language, it says that God here says, I will groan like a woman in travail. I will pant and gasp at once.
Yeah. 所以我想拿俄米现在就等于是经过这个惨难啊，惨难的阵痛。
And so I feel like Naomi is right now currently experiencing that travail.
那在我们新约的今天是什么呢？
And so what does that mean in this New Testament time that we live in now?
就是我们新约背十字架的道路。
It means the path of the way of the cross.
但是拿俄米真的是专心在跟随主。
But yet Naomi truly was focused on following the Lord.
他虽然经过这些的痛苦，但是他仍然愿意专心的跟随神。
And so even though when she was just experiencing great pain, but she's still willing to follow the Lord diligently.
因为他还叫他全能者。
Because she still calls him God Almighty.
当然你我们如果因为我们看见后面的结果对不对，这就看见神没有真正的丢弃他，虽然他要给他经过这些事情。
So of course we know how it ended, so we know that God did not truly forsake her.
而且最后把他带到最好的结局。
And instead, he actually brought her to the best conclusion, yeah, best ending possible.
在圣经里就纪念她是大卫的曾祖母。
And also remembered her in the Bible as the great grandmother of King David.
我喜欢看旧约，自己在跟你们讲 share 的时候，我觉得我得到最多。
I enjoy the Old Testament a lot because as I was sharing with you, I feel like I received the most.
因为旧约的这些东西一个图画画出来好像就是影射新约的真理。
Because all these pictures that's painted in the Old Testament seem to foreshadow what's to happen in the New Testament.
所以我们神一定会带我们走十字架的道路。
So God will for sure lead us through the way of the cross.
但是不要紧张，因为一定有最好的结局的。
But do not be nervous, for he has the best ending for us.
而且在这个拿俄米在这样很前途好像很黑暗啊的时候呢。
And then just during this time when the future seemed to be gloomy.
他不自私的为两个儿媳妇着想，要他们另找归宿。
Naomi still selflessly thought of her two daughter-in-law.
因为她那个时候大概大家说大概差不多五十岁吧。
And so at the time, most people guess that she's about 50 years old.
她真正在这个时候就显出为别人着想的一个美好的生命。
She revealed this truly wonderful life of sacrificing for others.
她在这个很困难的时候，以为是神的手在攻击她。
During this difficult time, when she thought that the hand of God is on her, is against her.
但是我们看见最后显明神是用困难和试验来使他的子民走出老我的范围。
But yeah, we could see that eventually it shows that God is only using, was only using this challenge, this difficult time as a test to allow his people to walk out of their old self.
Yeah.我们看彼得前书一章六到七节。
If we look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through 7.
Oh, okay, 这个中文英文分开了。Okay, 那我们就中文先大家一起念，然后我们再念一起念英文。
And so we'll read Chinese first and then English.
Okay, 虽然你们必须在百般试炼中暂时忧愁，你们要为此喜乐，使你们的信心既被考验。就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
English, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire,may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以你看见这个神的路程啊，给我们的路程。当你在困难里面的时候，其实真的是最宝贝的时候。如果你过的日子过得很好，那神还没有开始训练你，那你惨了啊。
And so as you can see that God is actually at your lowest time when you're being tested.When your life has challenged, that's the best time where you can experience God. And on the other hand, if you feel like your life is all smooth sailing, then actually there may be some trouble ahead.
Yes. 因为神是要我们得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
For God wants us to receive praise, glory, and honor.
这是唯一的路。
And for that is the only way.
那么路德他不像士师记里面失败的人是照自己眼中看为对的去做。
So Ruth did not do what, according to the book of Judges, recorded those who failed, whereas they did what was right in his own eyes.
他只是很单纯、很简单、全心全意顺服神，走到底。
She just simply and faithfully relied upon the Lord completely to walk to the end.
我相信他也是个罪人，我们都是罪人。
I think she still was a sinner, like just like all of us.
但是神因着他的忠心跟随哦。在这本路德记里面，神一点都没有写他有什么犯什么错误，一点都没有提。
But because of her faith in following God, in this book, in the book of faith, Ruth, God did not record a single one of her sins.
在这里很特殊的一点就是她非常顺服她的婆婆。
This especially one of her special characteristics is that of Ruth was that she obeyed her mother-in-law completely.
她紧跟着婆婆。一起跟随主走十字架的道路。
She clung to her mother-in-law and together walked and followed the Lord for to walk the path of the cross.
她不像她先生弟弟的妻子，要为自己的前途找另外一个摩押年轻人去结婚啊。
Unlike the wife of her past husband's brother, who.Because for her own future, she went and married a young Moab.
那么，路德后来你会发现，他还忠心于这个他们犹太人的致敬亲属的法则。
And Ruth later also obeyed the Israelites' levirate custom or kinsman redeemer custom.
她后来就嫁给一个那个波阿斯，其实波阿斯大概是有他父亲年龄这么大的了。
And later she married Boaz, who was actually closer to her own father's age.
Yeah, 所以神就大大的荣耀路德。
And for her obedience, God greatly glorified her.
Yeah, 她不但成为大卫王的真正的曾祖母。
And not only did she become the true great grandmother of King David,
还代表外邦人，记载在耶稣基督的家谱里面。
And represented the Gentiles and was able to be recorded in the genealogy of Jesus.
甚至在新约中，你也找到路德的名字。
And even in the New Testament, you could find the name Ruth.
就是在家谱里面。
In the genealogy.
所以你看旧约这个为什么是这样做？就是在旧约时代，神就用这件事情表示，他不但要救以色列人，也要救全心投靠他的外邦人。
And so through this, in the Old Testament, God wanted to show that not only will he save the Israelites, but also save the Gentiles if they rely upon him.
Yeah. 就包括我们了。
And of course, that includes all of us. Thank the Lord.
那这两个人，婆媳两个人呢，就在开始收割大麦的大概四月的时候呢，就到了回到了伯利恒。
And so this mother-in-law and daughter-in-law pair, they returned to the Bethlehem in about April, and then the time when
yeah.
barley was ripe for
yeah.
For harvesting.
这个是大麦出熟的日子，你知道这个第一个有这个七个节期哈，第一个这个节期出熟节 Feast of First Fruit 就是在那个四月的开头，就开始收割大麦之前。
And so this, so during April, there's this when the barley first become ripe and ready to harvest, and this is also the one of the four festivals that which is the Feast of First Fruit.
Yeah, seven festivals.
Oh, so, one of the seven festivals.
那么在那个旧约的里面呢，神呢吩咐人在收割庄稼的时候，不可拾回掉下来的一些农作物。
And see, in the Old Testament, God commanded the people that as they were harvesting in the field, they cannot pick up what was dropped onto the field. For these, what was left on the field is for the poor, the orphan and the widow.
Yeah. 所以你看这个很顺服婆婆的这个路德，她就问婆婆说，你可不可以容我到田间去啊？我蒙谁的恩，我就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。
So Ruth, who greatly respected and obeyed her mother-in-law, said to Naomi, said, "Please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I may find favor."
因为她在拿俄米身上看见拿俄米的灵性在她的前面，所以她就非常顺服她的带领。
Because Ruth saw that spiritually speaking, Naomi is so ahead of her, and so Ruth was willing to be completely obedient to Naomi.
那么拿俄米就当然说可以了，他就到田里去了。路德就去田里，在一些收割的人身后拾取麦穗。
And so Naomi said, "Of course." And so Ruth went into the field and then started picking up the barley that was in the field. On the ground.
在这个之前呢，你就看见他们的生活，哎呀，很辛苦啊，走十字架的道路。
And so before this, we could see that their life have been full of challenge, walking the path of the cross, the way of the cross.
但是神到了这个时候，就把他们带到了，从一个角度来讲，就是复活节哈。
And so, but because when this festival of the Feast of First Fruits, we could see that in a sense, God had led them their life to a point of resurrection, if you will.
因为路德就不知所以的，就恰巧就到了属波阿斯的田里去了。
Because Ruth, unknowingly or well, the reason happened to walk into the field of Boaz.
这真是神特别的安排。
So this is truly God's great plan.
因为当我们跟着主走的时候，凡事他都有一个时间的。
For if we follow the Lord, He has His own timing.
我们希望他一下就到底了，对不对？但是他做事 有的时候我觉得花很多的时间啊，长时间，到了有一天，但是他的旨意就成就，他时间到的时候就到了。
Usually it's our will to want to go from point A to point B immediately, but God has His own timing, and when that timing arrives, then we will arrive at where He wants us to be.
而且很有意思的是什么？在这个同一天啊，波阿斯也正好从伯利恒来到这个田里。
And then also so happened that on that very same day, Boaz went from Bethlehem to this plot of land, plot of field that he owns.
所以你看看神做事啊，真的是，当开始做事的时候，你真是惊讶的非常。
And so we're truly amazed when we start, when we see God start to work.
那伯阿斯到这个田里就，就问他那个管那个收割的仆人哈。
And so when Boaz arrived at his field, he asked his servant who was working the field.
可能因为这个路德的相貌跟衣着跟人家不一样，所以他就也从来没见过这个年轻女子，就问他是谁啊？这个是谁？
Perhaps because of Ruth's how she looked or the clothing she wore. So was curious. So Boaz asked his servant who this young woman was.
Yeah. 那个仆人就跟他讲了，他是跟拿俄米回来的摩亚人路德。
And so the servant told him that this was the Moab Ruth who followed Naomi home.
因为那个时候他们已经在那个城里已经有一点点时间，那当地的人都非常赞赏路德的人品啊。
And by that time they have already been in Bethlehem for a little while, and so a lot of people in the city have heard about them, and they all praise Ruth.For character.
那么 ，Yeah， 那波阿斯因为他自己的年纪比较大嘛，他就叫这个路德，叫他是女儿。
And so because Boaz was more advanced in age, and so he called Ruth as daughter.
Yeah， 他说，你不要离开这里。
And he said to her, "Do not leave here."
啊，然后告诉这个路德，要他在他的田里跟着他收割的仆人拾麦穗。
And he told her to follow his servants in the field, follow behind them to pick up the barley from the ground after them.
而且他也吩咐他自己的仆人，要对路德像对他们自己家里面的使女一样。
And also, Boaz commanded his servant to treat Ruth as his own maid.
而且还叫这些仆人从那个禾捆里抽出一些麦穗，留在地上。给他拾取。
And also told them to actually take some barley out of their bundles and leave them on purpose on the ground so that she could pick them up.
也不可以骂他。
And do not insult her.
所以路德那天晚上，第一天晚上，他就打出了22到30磅的大麦。
And because of that, that night, Ruth picked up 22 to 30 pounds of barley.
这个你看见从一个角度上，因为波阿斯知道他是亲戚。所以你就看出波阿斯对亲戚的慷慨，也看出路德工作的勤奋。
And so from this you can see because Boaz knew that Ruth was his relative, and then so we can see that from one aspect we can see how Boaz was so generous to his relatives, but also we can see that how hardworking Ruth was.
Yeah. 那么就这个第一天的晚上，路德就把那天得到的全部就带回城。
And so that first night, Ruth bought everything that she picked up back into the city for her mother-in-law.
Yeah. 当这个婆婆就是拿俄米知道她是在波阿斯的田里的时候呢，她就赞美恩待活人与死人的神。
And so when Naomi found out that Ruth was in the field of Boaz, on one hand she gave great praise to God who blessed those who are alive and those who are dead.
因为在神的道路上，在他们走的道路上，他发现到了一个转折点了。
And because on the path of following God, Naomi realized they were at a turning point.
Yeah. 他一面告诉他波阿斯是他们的亲戚。
So Naomi told Ruth that on one hand that Boaz was their relative.
而且也告诉他是他最近的亲属之一。
And also not only that, but then Boaz was one of their closest relatives.
所以这样子呢，因为他们差不多基本上是四月到六月啊，收大麦和小麦。
And then because of that, they spent from April to June collecting barley.
Yeah, and wheat.
And wheat.
那么路德就一直跟这个波阿斯的使女在一起拾麦穗，一直到收割完了大麦跟小麦。
And then so Ruth spent all this time with Boaz's maids picking up the barley and wheat in the field until the harvest has ended.
在那个时候，他们有一个风俗，就是在收割完成的那天晚上呢，地主和所有的仆人都一起大吃大喝的庆祝，然后就会睡在那个田里。
And then so the custom at the time is that on the very last day of the harvest, when all the harvesting is completed, Then on that night, the landlord and then all his servants will have a great celebration, drink and eat to celebrate, and then later on will sleep in the field.
那么这个时候呢，拿俄米想，因为他们的生活还是不够安定嘛。
And then at that time, Naomi thought probably because their life hasn't been was not settled yet.
本来他就想要卖这个属于以利米勒的地业。
So she was originally thinking of selling Elimelech's land.
现在因为神的安排呢，遇见了以利米勒的近亲。
And but because of God's plan, they have met Elimelech's close relative.
而且这个近亲啊，不但有钱，还对路德很好。
And not only that, this relative, not only does he have rich, but also he treated Ruth generously.
那么拿俄米就想到，又希望能为路德找到一个归宿。
And so Naomi has this thought that she also want to find a house for Ruth.
所以他就告诉那个路德，叫他洗澡、抹膏，换上最好的衣服。
And so she commanded Ruth to take a bath and also put up a perfume oil and to put on the best clothing.
因为这件事情在他们两个眼中都非常的重要。
Because in both of their eyes, this is very important.
他就叫这个拿俄米，不是叫路德，在波阿斯晚上剥完这个大麦，睡在禾场上以后。
And then she commanded the Ruth to go, and after Boaz fall asleep on the threshing floor,
叫这个路德就悄悄地走到他的睡的地方，掀开他脚上的被，就躺在他脚下。
To quietly go to the place where Boaz was sleeping and to lift up the blanket and then to sleep there under it.
然后等到波阿斯醒来发现他以后呢，就他就会告诉路德。要怎么办呢？
And when Boaz, she also said that when Boaz wakes, then he will tell Ruth what to do.
因为那个时候，人如果用衣服的边搭在另外一个人的身上，就表示这个人要跟他结婚。
Because at that time the custom was that if someone uses their clothing to cover another person, that means they want to marry that person.
你可以去看以西结书十六章八节哈。
And you can see the details in Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 8.
所以那个拿俄米叫路德这么做。
And that's why Naomi told Ruth to do this.
我们现在又看见路德是非常非常顺服的人。路德就回答婆婆：“凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。”
And then once again, we see Ruth was so obedient to her mother-in-law, for she said, "All that you say, I will do."
那么这样做到了半夜啊，那个熟睡里面的波阿斯突然惊醒了。
And so Ruth did what Naomi told her to do, and then in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, Boaz awoke.
他一翻身，哎呦！看见怎么有一个女的躺在他脚下了。
And so as he was turning around, he all of a sudden he discovered that there's a woman lying at his feet.
他问了一下。
And then so he asked.
那么路德就表示自己是他的婢女，他愿意顺服他的决定。
And then so Ruth said that she is his servant, and then she's willing to obey his decision.
因为这个波阿斯是可以赎他们产业的至亲。
For Boaz is the closest relative who could redeem their inheritance.
Property.
Their property.
而且他这么做也是要问他一个问题，愿不愿意跟他结婚，不但保护他，而且为拿俄米生子，继承那个产业。
And then she did this to also ask him a question, which is whether he's willing to marry her and to protect her, but also give Naomi a son in order to inherit the inheritance. Because Naomi's husband passed away, and so did her two sons, and then Naomi herself was really advanced in age, so she couldn't bear any more sons.
那个时候，波阿斯大概也是45到55岁之间吧。
So at the time, Boaz himself was also about 45 to 55 years old.
那个波阿斯他就自己很稀奇，自己这么老哈，这个路德还因为婆家产业和家族的缘故啊，不跟其他的年轻人，还要愿意能不能？嫁给他。
And so Boaz was very amazed that Ruth, because of her her mother-in-law's house inheritance, and for that reason, she's not willing to go with young people who are much younger, but rather ask him to marry her.
Yeah. 所以他就一开口就祝福他，愿神多多的赐福给路德。
And so Boaz opened his mouth and prayed that may God bless Ruth.
而且他一面就称赞这个路德了，说他果然是大家公认的贤德的女子。
And then also he praised her as someone who is as virtuous as everyone says she was.
而且一面告诉他，明天他才要给他答案。
And also told her that he will give her an answer the next day.
因为还有一个人比他更亲，更近。
For there's another person who's even closer in terms of relatives to than Boaz himself.
他一定要问那个人肯不肯为他尽亲属的本分。那个人不肯，那波阿斯自己就会尽这个本分。
And so he must ask that person first to see if he was willing to be the kinsman redeemer. And only if that person is not willing to, then Boaz himself will step up.
那么第二天天还没亮的时候，波阿斯不愿意别人知道这个事情，免得有误会嘛，哈。
And so the next morning before the first light, Boaz, because he doesn't want anyone else to know about this and to cause a misunderstanding.
所以就很慷慨地给了路德大概有60到80磅的左右的大麦带回去给婆婆，然后一面就赶快让她走了。
And again, very generously, he gave her, he gave Ruth 60 to 80 pounds worth of barley to take back to her mother-in-law.
我不晓得他怎么抱的。
So I don't know how Ruth managed to take 60 to 80 pounds of barley back.
他的力气也不小。
So probably she's pretty has a pretty good strength.
路德回到家，把一切的告诉了拿俄米。
And so when she arrived home, Ruth told everything to Naomi.
那么拿俄米就叫他，他们两个人一起等候，看看这个事情到底怎么结果。
And Naomi told her to wait to let's wait together and see what happens.
这个是我们刚才提到的，这个就是以色列一个很重要的规矩。
And so, as we mentioned before, that this has to do with a very important tradition, Jewish tradition.
在申命记25:5-10，有一个这个 levirate marriage 这件事情。
And so, in Deuteronomy chapter 25, from verse 5-10, it talked about this levirate marriage.
这个字是从拉丁文来的，意思就是说。丈夫的弟兄，就是说与亲属救赎者的婚姻。
And so the word levirate comes from Latin. It means husband's brother. So it means that it's a marriage has to do with close relative.
Redeemer. 就是说兄弟里面如果有这个有一个人他还没有后嗣，还没有儿子就已经死了。那么其他的弟兄呢，就应该尽兄弟的本分，娶他的寡妇为妻，而他们生的长子必须归入死人的名下，继承产业。
In other words, that if a person who die without leaving a descendant, an offspring, then his brother will then do their duty to marry the widow the of their brother.And then to embrace son to, and the firstborn from that will be, that firstborn will be under the name of the deceased in order to inherit the deceased inheritance.
因为你看见在律法上面讲啊，地都是属于神的。
Because according to the laws, all land belongs to God.
我觉得这个很有意思，就是当初谁得地啊？
So I think this is very interesting. So initially, who received the land first?
就是凡是20岁以上打仗的人，他们都得到地。
So it was those who were 20 years or older and who participate in the fight.
Yeah. 所以你就会看见这个地的这个产业哦，就一直属这一家，一直属这一家，一直传下去，一直传下去。因为地是神的，不是每自己的。Okay.
And so you could see that the land was passed down generation to generation to generation. For the land belongs to God.
Yeah.而且你如果真的没有钱没有办法赎回的话，到了禧年的时候这个地又归回你了。
And then, or if you, for some reason, you had to sell your land and you don't have money to buy it back, at the year of Jubilee, the land will be returned back to the original owner.
And you can look
at the book of Leviticus.
Yeah,
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23 to 28.
Yeah. So you can see, 这个 我们不要以为我们有的是我们自己的, 是神给的, 而且是要打属灵的仗, 你才会有。
And so don't feel like what you have is your own. It's actually given to you by God. And also, you had to earn it through doing spiritual battle.
所以今天我们所有的都是, 其实就是神的, 神的, 不是我们自己的。
So everything we have today actually belongs to God.
所以这个 波阿斯他第二天呢，他就到城门口，大家常常聚集决定事情的一个所在。
And so the very next day, Boaz went to the gate, city gate, where people gathered to discuss things and make decisions.
Yeah. 那个时候不但在城门口是等于决定事情的事情，而且地方，而且那个时候他们决定了以后，就要在这些长老的面前啊脱下鞋子来，用此来这个表示这个事情成交。
And so not only do they discuss and make decisions at the gate, but also at the time it was decided that when something has been decided, the person then should take off his shoes in front of the elders to indicate that this is done.
那么他就看见这个波阿斯去，就看见那个比他更近的亲属，啊，他就跟他讲这件事情。
And so when Boaz went to the gate and saw the relative who was even closer to than him to Naomi, so when he told him about Ruth,
yeah. 所以呢，这个事情讲完了以后，这个更近的一个亲属，他就在众长老前面就脱下鞋子来，因为他虽然愿意为他们数地业，但是不肯娶这个摩押女子路德来为这个伊利米勒生子孙。
And that relative took off his shoes in front of the elders, because even though he's willing to help them inherit their inheritance, but he's not willing to take on the Moab roof for Elimelech to have a descendant.
Yeah. 所以这个时候波阿斯就合法的成为他们的亲属中的救赎者。
And because of that, Boaz legally became the kinsman's redeemer.
他就被大家来称赞，而且被大家祝福。
And so everyone praised him and blessed him for that.
我后来我发现，这个是不是因为除了他自己是真正一个有勇气而且愿意帮助别人的人之外呢？
So I don't know whether this is because Boaz was truly courageous person and willing to help others.
当然这是一个原因，可能另外一个原因，因为他的母亲就是拉合，就是外邦迦南人的缘故。
Of course, that may be a part of the reason, but maybe also because his mother, Rahab, was also a Gentile from the land of Canaan.
我不知道您记得记得四世纪的时候，所以他就不会嫌弃外邦人了。
And so because of that, so he did not Gentiles as with contempt.
而且我们听见，我们看见圣经上讲这个波阿斯的事情，就是说他好像是没有儿女这个时候。And
also I believe in the Bible that they said that Boaz also did not have any children.
我们在这个地方就看见，拿俄米在最痛苦的时候，她不顾到自己的需求，却为像女儿一样的这个媳妇着想。And
so we can also see that at this time during Naomi's time of greatest pain, she was not mindful of her own needs, but rather thought of needs for her daughter-in-law, whom she treated like her own daughter.
在她产难的过程里面，虽然憔悴不堪，知道是耶和华降祸给她，使她受大苦的时候，她仍然叫神是全能者。
And even during her travel, where she was so frail, and even though knowing that this God is testing her, so he had all these difficulties for her, She still called God the Almighty.
Yeah, 而且也仍然是回到神给他们的地业。结果拿俄米就成为抚养大卫王祖父俄贝德的曾祖母。
And then, so she still, even though all of this is going on, she still went back to the land which God gave them. And then in the end, she become, in the end, Naomi become the great-grandfather Obed, Obed's the great-grandmother. So Obed is the great grandfather of King David.
所以原来是外邦人的路德呢，因着拿俄米的见证，他不但放弃了摩亚的神，而且情愿牺牲自己，一直听从拿俄米的意见。
And then so also because of that, Ruth, who was a Gentile, she because of Naomi's testimony, that she not only did she give up the Moab gods.But also she was willing to sacrifice herself to be completely obedient to Naomi's will.
而且专心地跟随神照顾拿俄米，看不出有任何什么不对的地方。她不但对神忠心，对婚姻忠心，也对亲属法则也忠心。
And then she obediently, she completely followed God and in taking care of Naomi. And so there's not a single place where we could see that she did wrong. And she not only was faithful to God and faithful to the marriage, but also was faithful to the Kinsman Redeemer.
一直到一个程度，甚至嫁给一个有父亲年龄的人。
To a point where she even married someone who's at her father's age.
所以中文圣经在三章十一节说这个路德是一个贤德的女子。
And so that's why in the Chinese version, chapter 3, verse 11, it called her a virtuous woman.
Yeah. 那 NASB 的版本说她是最优秀杰出的女子，是个优秀杰出的女子。
And then in the NASB version, they call her a woman of excellence.
那个 Darby 的 Bible 上就说她是一个有价值、值得尊敬的女子。
And then in the Darby version, it says that she is a woman of worth.
我们刚才也讲，路德也被列入耶稣的家谱里面。
As we mentioned before, Ruth was also because that been listed in the genealogy of Jesus.
所以我想，我们从这个旧约的图画里，我们就看见神怎么做事。
And so I think that from the Old Testament, the blueprint, the picture that's painted in the Old Testament, we can see how God works.
我们再来念一次，中文一起念，然后英文一起念，因为我们今天经过的就是这个。下次你遇到不合意的事情的时候，啊，有困难的时候，你就想到这节圣经，你知道神在给你一个很大的前途。
And so I think it's very important for us. Let's read this passage once again because next time when you're going through trials and tribulations, then you know that God has great plans for you.
Okay, 中文请。
Chinese first.
虽然你们必须。
English. So in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个就是我们今天愿意背十字架跟随主的结果。
And this,
称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And this is the result of us willing, our willingness to carry our cross and follow the Lord. And that is to have the, to have praise, glory, and honor.
后来他们把那个生下来的孩子俄贝德交给拿俄米来抚养。
And so, after the Obed was born, as a result of the marriage, they gave him to Naomi to raise.
但是路德是大卫王实际的曾祖母。
But Ruth was the true great-grandmother of King David.
那这本路德记呢，也提到离开大卫王比较近的一些祖先。
And then also this book, and towards the end, also mentions some of the other predecessors, the ancestors, closer ancestors of King David.
所以在希伯来文的抄本里面嘛，就把这个路德记，就是在那个不包括律法书跟先知书的其他十二卷，他们叫它圣卷里面，他就摆在这个圣卷里面。
And so because of that, in the Hebrew manuscripts, this book, as well as the books on laws and prophets, so they are not listed as part of the it is because of that, this book was recorded along with the other books on laws and prophets and to be compiled as the hagiographs.
But 犹太法规集更把这个路德记啊列在这其他十一卷这些经书的前面第一本书。
And then according to the Jewish Talmud, they list this book in front of all the other 12 books.
11.
Oh, I'm sorry, in front of the other 11 books.
然后我看呢他们那些有些人解释，他有的人说是每年他们有五个不同的时间有拉比在众人的面前，就是在他们的会堂里面就念这本书，一定有的。
And not only that, but some people also said that every year during five different times, rabbis will be reading this book in front of the congregation.
那么今天很多的犹太人他们在五旬节的晚上就通宵的研读摩西五经。
And then also to today, many Israelite Jewish people will during Pentecost will read the five books of Moses throughout the entire night.
Yeah. 但是早上呢在会堂一定读路德记。
But however, in the morning, in the synagogue, they will for sure read the book of Ruth.
Yeah. 因为当时的妇女们他们都大大的称赞说有路德啊比有七个儿子还要好。
For at the time, all the women were saying, they greatly praised Ruth in saying that it's better to have Ruth than even having seven sons.
因为他就表示说这个外邦的女子路德因为这个摩西的五经就认识而且爱拿俄米的神而且相信拿俄米的神。
And because for this represent that this Gentile Ruth, because of the five books of Moses, came to love the God of Naomi and also believe in the God of Naomi.
而且他知道，因为他从拿俄米的经过，他就知道全心跟随神的人一定会经过产难。
And because she's seen it firsthand through Naomi, and knew that. All those who truly follow God will for sure experience travail.
所以就总是爱护婆婆，而且照她婆婆吩咐的去做，最后就成为大卫的曾祖母了。
And that's why she always loved her mother-in-law and also always did what according to what her mother-in-law said and eventually became the great grandmother of King David.
而且今天我们从新约的角度来看，我们还这个还影射犹太人 和外邦人。两边的人在基督耶稣里被造成一个新人的事实。
And not only that, but if we look at this from the New Testament's point of view, it foreshadows that the Israelites and the Gentiles, these two groups, become one new person under Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
这个波阿斯名字的意思是坚强有力。
So the name Boaz means that in him is strength.
Yeah. 达比说是很有钱的人。
And the Darby version explains it as someone a mighty man of wealth.
第二章一节他讲到一个你看中文的话第二章一节他说这个是大财主啊这个意思是表示他有很特别的能力去得到而且保护他的财产。
And then in the second chapter verse 1 he's called a man of great wealth.Meaning that he's a man of valor, or it also means that he is someone who has this ability to protect his property.
他可能这个记录上大家不是很清楚，这个波阿斯可能没有结过婚，也可能已经是个官夫了。
So this Boaz, he might have never got married, or he could have been a widower.
Yeah. 但是不管怎么样，我们从这个路德记看见他是慷慨的人。他不但让路德可以捡到特意留给他的麦穗，还每次替婆婆着想，多一点带回去给他。
But regardless, from this book, we can see that Boaz was a generous person, and not only did he especially want to leave some barley for Ruth to pick up, but he was also thinking of Ruth's mother-in-law.
后来，在犹太人中间很注重的这个 kinsman redeemer， 就是至近亲属的救赎者，就用瓜斯来做代表。
And later on, the kinsman's redeemer, Boaz became the symbol for the kinsman redeemer.
所以这个后来他们生了这个儿子，是大卫的祖父，所以他这个波阿斯也是被神很看重的人。
And so, and later, because of that marriage, they gave birth to Obed, and so Boaz also becomes someone who God view highly of.
那在这本书里面，波阿斯就影射了神子耶稣是我们的至近亲属的拯救者。
And then in this book also, Boaz foreshadowed that our Lord Jesus Christ is our kinsman redeemer.
他那个时候的至近亲属的救赎法则是双重的救赎。
And so at that time, the kinsman redeemer is a dual salvation.
Okay. 一方面是赎回已经死去近亲的产业。
On one hand, through that marriage, he is able to redeem back the deceased inheritance.
Yeah. 第二是娶他的寡妇为妻，而且生的儿子算是死人的儿子，使死人的家在这个产业上能够保留这个家族的名字一直继续下去。
And on the other hand, also took the deceased wife as his own wife and gave birth for the deceased, so that the deceased inheritance still contains the deceased's name.
Yeah, 这个我今天早上才想到，哎呀，太棒了！这什么意思呢？就是说，如果我们打属灵的征战的话。
And so this is something that I only just realized this morning, and I thought this is truly wonderful, because what this means is that if we fight that spiritual battle,
我们世世代代
that
都有神的救恩。
From generation to generation, that we will have God's salvation.
这是何等美丽啊！
So this is truly wonderful.
那么神带领我们的方法和道路，常是我们看不清、看不懂的。
And so oftentimes the way that God leads us is something that we cannot see clearly of, or we cannot truly understand.
所以叫惨难是最合适的一个名字。
And so I think that's why it's very fitting to call this travail.
因为虽然很难过啊，但是而且阵痛啊，先一点点，后来哇很厉害的阵痛，但是不管怎么样，这个结果是好的。
For even though the whole experience is very painful, could be very painful, the pain could start little and then increase in intensity and magnitude, but the end result is wonderful.
但是神总是叫万事互相效力嘛，叫爱神的人得益处。
But as we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.
我们一定会经过，你如果真的属神的啊。我们一定会经过百般的试炼，就是经过这些惨难，跟随主走十字架的道路。
So if we truly belong to Him, then we will for sure experience all types of trials.
但是在神的时间到的时候呢，我们也一定会看见波阿斯所代表的至近亲属主耶稣。
And so we'll experience also the trials and tribulation and also the travail.While we're walking the way of the cross, following our Lord. But when God's time arrives, we will see our Lord Jesus, who Boaz symbolizes as the kinsman's redeemer.
原来神是把我们一步一步的带到国度里，与他合而为一，成为他的身体。想想看，这多伟大！
So for it is His will to lead us step by step into His kingdom.And to become one with him and become part of his body. Think about how great that is.
然后我们跟他一起得称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And then together we shall receive praise, glory, and honor.
真是感谢赞美他，我真是很难想象。但是这个就是结果。
Truly praise him. It's hard for me to understand, but that is the truth. That is the result.
我们最后成为他的身体，跟他合而为一。
We eventually become part of his body and become one with him.
太伟大了，谢谢。
It's truly wonderful. Praise the Lord.
那么救赎这个字的这个原文的希伯来字，在这本书里面用了二十次多。
And so the word salvation in the original Hebrew text is used. This redeemer has been used throughout this text 20 times.
这个波阿斯在这里影射我们救赎主耶稣基督。
And so here, Boaz foreshadows our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.
通常我们只知道，通常我们信主啊，就是只知道第一层的意思，就是说，就是主耶稣赦免我们一切罪过。
So oftentimes, our understanding of our Savior is only on the first level, which is that he forgave us of all of our sins.
但是我们不太知道。神要成就所有他给我们的应许，还要帮我们经过产难，使我们与主合而为一。
But what we might not know is that he will fulfill all of his promise to us and help us to go through and pass the travail so that we may become one with our Lord.
他要把我们恢复，而且呢，就是重建到神造我们的原来的意思，成为他的身体。有份于他的国度、权柄跟荣耀。
And he will restore us to his original purpose of our creation, and which is to become part of his body and become part of his kingdom, his authority and glory.
Yeah, share 他的国度、权柄和荣耀。
And to share in his kingdom, his authority and glory.
因为后来所有波阿斯有的都变成路德的了，对不对？路德也都有了。
So, because later, everything that Boaz had become Ruth's.
所以这个才是救赎的全部意思，不是只是我们的罪得赦免。
And so this is the true meaning of redemption. It's not just that our sins were forgiven.
你们有没有经过一些困难，很多年以后才看清明白神的用意，而且现在里面的生命也越来越主合而为一了呢？你有没有？
So have you ever had this experience where you went through a great trial and tribulation, and only many years later did you realize what God's true purpose was for all of this, and then your life in Him had become closer and become one with the Lord's life.
Yeah. 那么这本书是在大多数的人都是照自己眼中看为对的去做的时候呢。
So this book was written during a time when most people are doing what was right in their own eyes.
有一个犹太的妇人憔悴不堪的经过产难。
So there was this Jewish woman who in her frail state went through travail.
知道这个是耶和华降祸于她的时候。
Knowing fully that this was a time when God had his hand on her.
但是仍然称这个神为全能者，也仍然跟着神回到神给他的地业。
But yet still, she calls God Almighty and still follow the Lord back to the inheritance that God had given her.
然后有一个外邦妇人，她不但放弃了摩亚的神，接受耶和华为自己的神。
And then there's also this Gentile woman who not only gave up the Moab God and to accept Lord Jehovah as her own God.
而且情愿牺牲自己，顺从，而且照顾在家里面有见证的婆婆，跟她一同跟随神。
And then willingly sacrificed herself and to be obedient to her mother-in-law, who has been such a great testimony in the household, and to take care of her and to walk with her together to follow God.
最后再加上一个犹太的近亲，慷慨合法赎回他们的产业，照顾他们。
And then and on top of that is a Jewish close relative who was also generous, who was not only generous but also legally helped them to redeem their inheritance, to take care of them.
使这个家族，他整个的家族，伊利米勒的家族得以被重建。
In order so that this entire house, the house of Elimelech was restored.
合神的心意。
To a point so that it's to the satisfaction of God.
这个实在是不得了的事哈，三个人就影射了神全部救恩的内容。
And so this is truly wonderful for all these three people. They all foretold God's the complete essence of God's salvation.
Yes. 这所以我觉得这本书真的很美啊。
And so I truly feel this book is really wonderful.
愿我们每一个属神的人在困难的里面，更是全心全意的跟随神走十字架的道路。
And so I hope that every single one of us who belongs to God, that during our times of trials and tribulation, that we can completely and fully follow God to walk the way of the cross.
Yeah.
All the way until He leads us into the path, lead us into resurrection.
Yeah, 一直到达成他创造我们的美意, 成为他的身体, 让神的心得到满足。
Until we could arrive at for the purpose of His creation, which is to be a part of His body, so that He, God, may be satisfied.
这神的救恩真是太大了，所以我以前都没有想到有这么大的救恩。
So God's salvation is truly great. I haven't really imagined how vast that it is.
而且我们一直到 eternity 到永恒啊，都要越来越认识他，越来越认识他。
And we will get to know Him more and more, even into eternity.
这是他的愿望。
For that is His hope.
我希望这也是我们每一个人的愿望。
And I hope that this is also our hope as well.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的天父，
Our dear Heavenly Father，
谢谢你把耶稣送给我们， 让我们得到这个至敬亲属的救赎者。
We want to thank you for giving us our Lord Jesus Christ so that we can receive this Kinsman Redeemer, the salvation of the Kinsman's Redeemer.
主啊， 当我们经过困难的时候， 求你让我们真的是紧紧地跟随你。
And Lord, as we experience trials and tribulation, may we follow you closely.
一直到你把我们的从老我里面
All the way until you can bring us out of our old self and into our new selves. So that we can truly become one with you.
主啊,
Lord, this is a great salvation.
是啊，实在是我们连想都没有办法想完全的救恩。
Such this salvation we cannot completely fathom.
我们感谢赞美。
But we thank you.
也求你在凡事 你的教会，凡是属你的人身上，帮我们继续走，继续做成这件事情。
May you help us to completely walk this path and to complete this that is you want what you want us to accomplish.
让你的新娘准备好，让你能够快快的回来。
May your new bride be ready, and so you can return soon.
Jesus, 奉主耶稣基督的圣名，我们这样祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.